The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, the California wildfires growing in scope over the weekend. Reports now 24 people have died. Hundreds of thousands evacuated.
Everything is decimated. The town is decimated.
Governor Greg Abbott deployed some first responders to California over the weekend. Other North Texas aid groups are mobilizing, too.
And a couple originally from North Texas is reeling after their California home suffers the fate of so many others.
Lauren and Christopher Fordnell hail from Plano and Midlothian, respectively, but have lived in the Altadena neighborhood for several years, raising two little girls. As the Eaton fire grew closer to their home last week, they knew they were on borrowed time.
The smoke, was like coming in, and I was asleep. And when he woke me up, he called me and said, there's one three blocks away.
Lauren tells NBC5 the family had bags packed in the car already, but only a few days worth of things. They still anticipated they would be gone only a short time, and they were indeed let back to their neighborhood briefly after a few days. The Fordnells say they are thankful to be insured when many Californians have recently been dropped by their providers, and they're thankful for their community. They are staying with friends for the short term. From the 24-hour news center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
North Texas firefighters answering the call to help battle the raging wildfires. Dallas Fire Rescue deploying six personnel, joining crews from Allen, Frisco, McKinney, Greenville, Crum, and Parker County, who are all going. Four will assist a wildfire suppression strike team. Two of those from DFR will provide medical support with the Texas Emergency Medical Task Force.
Could a coach swap be the answer to fan frustrations in Dallas and Pittsburgh? Former Cowboys coach Jimmy Johnson floated the idea Sunday on Fox. Take a listen.
I've got no inside information, but, things are stale in Pittsburgh. Things are stale in Dallas. And just food for thought. How about a coaching swap? Mike McCarthy's a Pittsburgh guy. Let him go to Pittsburgh. Let Mike Tomlin go to Dallas. Both franchises would be excited.
The Cowboys have an exclusive negotiating window with McCarthy through tomorrow as Jerry Jones weighs whether to bring him back after five seasons.
Well, Keller ISD is considering a split down the middle, hoping it may save them from some common problems that school districts have been facing across North Texas these days. So there's a Facebook post from school board president Dr. Charles Rancliffe, who says the idea would prevent closing campuses or cutting programming. But Keller ISD parents say it's how they found out about the idea.
Got directed to a Facebook post about it and then learned about it from there.
Charlie Lauersdorf is a Fort Worth city councilman and Keller ISD parent and tells NBC5 he's not really pleased learning about the idea of this scale through social media. Now, splitting Keller ISD would impact around 30,000 students. The school board will discuss this at a meeting coming up on Thursday.
The city of Dallas is finally getting closer to meeting its new city manager. Some meet and greets were held over the weekend, so the final three candidates could meet the community. Dallas City Council is expected to interview the three candidates this week, and their official choice should come before the month is over.
Do you smell that? That's a new legislative session cooking down in Austin. It starts tomorrow, and the race for Texas House Speaker pivotal this session. Speaker Dade Phelan stepping down. So you got Republicans David Cook from Mansfield and Dustin Burroughs from the Panhandle vying for the gavel in a chamber of 150 members. Speaker controls which bills get committee hearings, also appoints committee leaders, and guides the House's agenda. And in a GOP majority legislature, the new speaker's decisions will shape Texas law and politics over the next 2 years. Again, the new session gets underway tomorrow.
The Transportation Security Administration reveals some of the so-called best catches from TSA checkpoints in the year that just ended. At Newark International Airport, a Mississippi man was arrested by police after attempting to fly with a disassembled 9mm firearm hidden in a Lego box.
Oh.
In North Carolina, agents at Asheville Regional Airport uncovered marijuana stashed inside a peanut butter container. Didn't get away with that. In February, Chicago Midway International Airport, a passenger tried to hide a vape pen in a tube of toothpaste. Why? In November, a passenger flying out of Hobby and down in Houston had a gun stashed in a back pocket on a baby stroller.
What?
Okay.
Oh, that's...
Okay. Now...
And lastly, a man flying out of Miami attempted to sneak live snakes in his pants as he approached the security checkpoint in April.
I feel like people try to smuggle these spiders and snakes and critters in their pants all the time.
And I don't know why.
You got ants in your pants.
Hey, we've got to de-pants these people, figure out what they're carrying.
More than a dozen people are dead and hundreds of thousands have evacuated in California as the wildfires grow. Over the weekend, aid from Texas started to make its way west after Governor Greg Abbott deployed resources to affected areas. Multiple North Texas fire departments have now sent teams.
Dallas Fire Rescue deployed 6 firefighters on Saturday. The Crum Fire Department also sent a crew. So did personnel from Frisco, Plano, McKinney, Allen, and Greenville fire departments. Whether it's people.
God has blessed us and we seek to bless others.
Or pets.
We're creating hope on both ends. Wings of Rescue is flying in hope, and the Humane Society of North Texas is receiving it. So to me, I think it's just what compassion looks like in action.
It's in times like these when humanity shines.
That's NBC5's Sophia Bosole reporting.
Two members of a notorious North Texas bank robbery gang will argue their case before the U.S. Supreme Court today.
The FBI called them the Scarecrow Bandit Gang because of the way they dressed. The violent gang committed numerous bank robberies across the area from January to June of 2008. The group had two leaders. Tony Hewitt was initially sentenced to 355 years in prison. The courts reduced that to around 100 years. The other leader, Corey Duffy, got about the same. After they were sentenced, the courts changed the sentencing guidelines, allowing prisoners out earlier. But the circuits across the country have split on whether those new guidelines should apply to those sentenced before the change. The Scarecrow Bandit case will let the Supreme Court decide the matter. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A fire risk prompts John Deere to recall 39,000 Z-Track Zero turn riding mowers. The problem lies in a voltage regulator that can overheat, causing fires or smoking. While no injuries have been reported, there have been 5 fires and 26 overheating incidents. The mowers sold from 2018 to 2024 for up to $11,000 should not be used until they're very expensive.
You can get a car for that much. Not a good car, but you can get a car for that much.
From a junkyard, owners can get a free fix from John Deere dealers. See KRLD.com for model and serial numbers.
News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Ah, good morning, all. Well, we're trying to pick up the pieces. This was a rough week last week that saw the Dow Industrials average go negative for the year. It lost almost 800 points. And about the same percentage loss for the S&P. It's down negative. NASDAQ was particularly hard hit, down 2.3%. So really a lot of selling out there. Several things to look at. On the one hand, bond yields keep rising because of inflation concerns and the latest economic news. Now, the 10-year rate has backed off a little bit this morning, 4.76%. But we're still seeing a lot of follow-through selling, and really almost everywhere. I mean, Bitcoin has fallen to its lowest level since November. Conversely, and also affecting stocks, energy prices are soaring. We're hitting 5-month highs in crude right now, up 93 cents, $76.68. Brent crude is now above 80, and we're seeing big percentage gains in natural gas, up another 2% today. Heating oil's up, gasoline, the whole complex is up, and that can be certainly inflationary. We're looking at gold, down $24.60 this morning at $26.90.20. As we speak, we're actually beginning to see the Dow firm up a little bit. It had been looking down triple digits all morning long. It looks down about 60 right now. S&P has improved off its lows, but still down 35. And the NASDAQ looks down 180. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A tough go on the hardwood for the Dallas Mavs last night. They had a big old lead.
Not how the Mavs were hoping it'd go in the 112-101 home loss to the Denver Nuggets. It was a strong night for Klay Thompson, who posted a game-high 25 points that included 6 hits from beyond the arc, but the duo of Nikola Jokic and Russell Westbrook took over in erasing an 87-69 deficit in the third, finishing with a combined 40 points, 28 rebounds, and 16 assists to take the first of the back-to-back at the American Airlines Center. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In the NFL playoffs, the NFC East went 2-0. Jalen Hurts returns to help the Eagles advance past the Packers 22-10.
It's good being back in routine and being able to go out there and get a win. I play with the guys, get a win.
And he threw for two touchdowns in the victory. Meanwhile, a game-winning field goal lifts the Commanders over the Buccaneers 23-20. It's the first playoff win for Washington in almost two decades. On the AFC side, Josh Allen pumped the Bills to a 31-7 win over the Broncos. On Saturday, the Texans throttling the Chargers 32-12, and the Ravens ended the Steelers season 28-14.
And the NFL's wild card round wraps up tonight.
The game moved to Arizona because of the wildfires in L.A. The Rams will be taking on the Vikings in an NFC wildcard game in Glendale tonight. It's been a unique week of preparations for Rams head coach Sean McVay, who knows Minnesota will be ready.
It's going to be a great challenge, but it's NFL playoff football, so we're excited about it.
Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell is confident.
I think we've got the type of people and the type of, you know, environment here and team here that we're gonna accept the challenge and go compete like crazy.
The Vikings suffered just three losses in the regular season, one to the Rams back in October. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.